escalator from the top floor. Don't look at my wife's vacant eyes. Immigrants. I said they're bringing in rapists. Drugs, crime, and like three decent guys. They're mostly bad hombres. I'm racist like my father. Sieg Heil, Papa. We'll build a beautiful wall. It'll be wonderful and huge. Mock the reporter who's special. You gotta see this guy. He's so fucking special. I will tweet. I'll distract you. Rosie O'Donnell has AIDS. Don't you see what I'm doing here? It's the art of the deal. Obama's not born here. He's from Kenya, look it up. We don't care who we hurt. Isn't that right, Stevie? White men are in control. I'll grab your perfect pussy. My hands are tiny, you won't even feel it. Throw Muslims in Gitmo. Or get out. And no one will notice. As long as you're black or brown. Dark skin makes you worthless. I'm white, so I'm special. So I'll just tweet. I'm rubber, you're glue now, CNN. Whatever I'm guilty of, I'll blame Crooked Hillary somehow. Oh, emails, I'm golfing again. Gotta love Mar-a-Lago. I just keep on lying. I let my mouth and run, run and run. Don't worry, tax reform is almost done. Oh, I'm out of breath. That really drained the old swamp. Forget the EPA. Nuclear winter will cool us down. You snowflakes aren't special. Russia won me the election. Shh, don't tell the FBI. So I will tweet while I'm on the crapper. It's gold, it's very nice. I'm petty, vain, and weak. I don't belong here. Who knew this was so hard? No, I don't belong here. Sad.
Corks and celebrating. We have to form an army of citizens and come at him like a swarm of bees. where it's just, he's getting hit one way, all the way. And frankly, I suggested a few months ago that we have an army of satire, because I think the way to bring him down is with satire. His thin skin, as you've pointed out so well, is so thin. All we need is like 1,000 or 1,000,000 little comedy shivs. Just, you know, no, non-violent, don't hurt him, but just under his skin, because he can't take being laughed at.
You gotta go do your material on Fox and Friends, because that's all he watches.
No, he's sitting there, he's watching you,
Steven.
Watching
Stephen. Right.
Temporary bone spurs is a debilitating disease temporarily affecting one out of every 45 presidents. Sufferers experience pain that is described as mind-numbingly mild and excruciatingly fine and occasional, while its effectiveness as an excuse for military service is immediate and long-lasting. Temporary bone spurs is genetic, often appearing in cases of patients whose dads own a lot of buildings. We must fight harder to support those who suffer from TBS, as more and more misinformed people complain about unnecessarily removing 15,000 dedicated soldiers from our military to save 1% of 1% of our military healthcare spending. Let's all remember to take a moment and honor those who have actually struggled. Temporarily. TBS. Never.
Here with a lightly toasted bun. A meaty hamburger fresh from Moscow. A scintillating email to Donald Trump Jr. offering some dirt on Hillary Clinton that is part of Russia and its government support for Mr. Trump. A slice of cheddar blend cheese. A response email from Donald Trump Jr. saying, "If it's what you say, I love it." And some crisp, fresh lettuce. Then our own secret sauce, a special mix of hair gel and Donald Trump Jr.'s nervous sweat. The club slice, also toasted. A sizzling bullshit patty. A down payment for Donald Trump Jr.'s new lawyer, crisp dill pickles. The sesame seed bun, and finally, a Trump wig. This is the sandwich. Mr. Donald's new Big Nothing sandwich. For the bigger than average scandal, Mr. Donald's is our kind of place.
Thank you. I've been a liar all my life. I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life. And
one thing about you I can't understand.
Mom, you believe me when.
Listen, kid, there's one thing about you I can't understand.
Could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
You've had that reputation since you was a youth.
You must have been insane to think I'd tell you the truth.
How could I believe you when you said we'd marry?
Why, you know I'd rather hang than have a fight. I know I said I'd make you mine.
Now wouldn't you know that I would go for that old mine?
Could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar?
You sure have been a liar.
A double-crossing liar.
A double-crossing liar.
Oh, a doggone cheating liar.
Well, Donald Trump Jr.'s nervous sweat. The club slice. Also toasted. A sizzling bullshit patty. A down payment for Donald Trump Jr.'s new lawyer, crisp dill pickles, the sesame seed bun, and finally, a Trump wig. This is the sandwich, Mr. Donald's new Big Nothing sandwich. For the bigger than average scandal, Mr. Donald's is our kind of place.
Hi, I was on a tour earlier this afternoon when a man came up to me and ripped my shoes off my feet. Someone said his name was Stephen Miller. I think he was...
Yes, hello, my name is Claire Simmons, and I visited the White House earlier today with my family. We enjoyed the tour just fine until we encountered Mr. Bannon in the West Wing. We seemed to have startled him because he immediately turned around and sprayed me and my family with some sort of resin from his anal glands before scurrying away.
Does when faced with backstage chaos and plunging ratings. They replaced one of their characters.
We are following breaking news. Sean Spicer is out as White House press secretary.
No, you ding-dongs! You replaced the wrong guy! That's like if 2.5 Men had reacted to Charlie Sheen's meltdown by firing that insane troublemaker John Cryer. But okay, say goodbye to hedge skulker Sean Spicer and say hello to hedge fund manager Anthony Scaramucci, a.k.a. The Mooch, a.k.a. No, really, please call me The Mooch, a.k.a. No, it's not a stupid nickname. You're a stupid nickname. I don't see a lot of relevant experience on your resume, Mr. Mooch. Talk a bit about your qualifications.
Why, baby, you must be loony to trust the lower than low to pile on.
Someone please tell me how to clean this stuff off, because regular bar soap and water isn't working. It smells like rotting seafood, and it's starting to harden on our skin. You can call 202. Thank you.
Hi, I was on a guided tour about an hour ago when Ben Carson stopped by our group and told my 9-year-old son that children are the key to defeating someone named Grat Shishan once and for all. I have no idea what this means or why he said my family could stay with him until the war between the houses and the cars is over, but it scared the hell out of my kid and I want an apology. He also told us he had an important meeting to attend, then climbed underneath the state dining room table and took a nap. So maybe you can find him there. Have him give me a call at 704.
Hey, my name is Jane Burns. My shoes were stolen at the White House tour today, and I want them back. Some really greasy balls. I took them and ran off down the hallway. They're black suede flats. They're size 8.5. Please send them to me at 2133.
Bob Wood, National Program Director of the Chum Group, worked with us in producing...
Temporary Bone Spurs is...
I'll grab your perfect pussy. My hands are tiny, you won't even feel it.
You're just fessing, man. I don't even want to hear about it. You're just fessing.
Business courses, and I spent a lot of time on television. I wrote a best-selling book, and if you don't believe me, you can come into my basement. I'll show you every copy.
Trump forced him to keep his book in the basement with the rest of what the president calls the confusing word rectangles. All he could bring into the press room was his big bag of motivational platitudes.
I'm a super optimistic guy. You know, I'm too short to see the glass anything other than half full. Nobody has ever worked for me. People work with me. If you want to eat an elephant, you got to eat it one bite at a time.
Don't bother, dude. That elephant is eating itself. Scaramucci was working the "Don't Think of Me as Your Teacher" vibe so hard I was waiting for him to sit on the edge of his podium and tell the press corps to call him Mr. S. Not that I blame him for trying to lighten the mood. He's entering a West Wing so toxic he had to repeatedly assure us he doesn't despise the entire executive branch.
I like the team. Let me rephrase that. I love the team. Hopefully they'll like me. We're going to make it a very fun place.
The West Wing is already a fun place to work.
Assimilating and distributing all he receives slowly until it becomes a part of it. Thank you.
more of it were garbled, because maybe it was all be garbled. I mean, you know, it's like because there's zero coherence to any of it.
No. Yeah, but is he an everyman or is he an elite man? I mean, this guy, he brags that he went to the best schools, he went to elite schools, he went to a private military school. What if you were playing Donald Trump? Would you be playing an elite man or an everyman?
Okay, so I don't know if you know this, but I had this trip to France. I was just there with the head guy. What's his name?
Emmanuel Macron.
Alfonso Macron. And he narrowly beat Le Pen. I think she won. But I don't. I mean, look, you know, who knows? Anyway, Macron, great guy. Never knew he was a great guy. He's French. Never knew he was a great guy. He's a very hot wife. We're talking, and you know, all my properties, I have this dessert. It's called the Eclair. It's phenomenal. It has everything. It's like long, it's a little, you know, the shape of it is very, very, you know what I'm saying. And so, and it has this chocolate on the top, and then there's something in the middle of it. I don't know what it is, but it's, Joy, I don't know if you know this, but anyway, I'm talking with my new friend, Alfonso Macron, and Alfonso says to me, the Eclair. The Eclair.
The office is super pet friendly, and every day is take your daughter to work day. So how's the Mooch gonna architect a happier workplace?
Scaramucci may be pushing a staff purge at the White House.
If you're gonna keep leaking, I'm gonna fire everybody.
Go team! Of course, you may wanna clear some space in the old book basement if you're gonna unleash a swarm of disgruntled ex-staffers with tales to tell and student loans to pay. Just please don't fire Ivanka. I do not have 20 minutes to read another one of her books. Unlike Sean Spicer, who tried to control his exuberant charge, the Mooch is taking this stepdad approach and giving him unlimited screen time.
We were talking about letting him be himself, letting him express his full identity. I think it's super important for us to let him express his personality. It has been a very successful life experience for President Trump to be President Trump. And so let's let him do that. And let me just finish. And, you know, let's see what the chips fall.
Sure, Deepak Chopra. Let's gamble the well-being of 300 million Americans so a 71-year-old former birther can find out what color his parachute is.
I would hope that, again, I think the moon is close by, whenever we can actually get benefit out of going.
Said, you know, let's get those folks, and just tweeted it.
Right.
And there's no implication of what it means. No one knows. No one's answering any questions. Sarah Huckabee Sanders threatened to shut down the press briefing today if anybody asked her about
What's
it.
What's so disgusting about this is if you are transgender trying to get by in this society, I couldn't think of any more brave people to have defending this country than transgender, because every day they've got to, I mean.
And what do they do now? There are thousands of transgender service men and women. What do they do now?
Oh, they should refuse to leave.
Dark skin makes you worthless. I'm white, so I'm special. So
nations. Satirists everywhere have exaggerated reality to make biting political points. But what to do in the age of Trump when reality is increasingly unbelievable and true?
You know, I actually contacted the people in the Clinton campaign and said, I think you need to spend more time in Michigan and Wisconsin, Ohio and Pennsylvania. These are the Brexit states of America. And there's a lot of angry people there. They don't necessarily like Trump that much, but they see him as their human Molotov cocktail that they want to just throw into the system that has hurt them so badly. And I couldn't get anybody to listen to me.
Well, you were so prescient about him winning. Now that he's been president for about 7 months, has he met your expectations? Like, is this what you thought? I mean, high or low expectations, this is what you thought it was gonna be like.
I am amazed. I knew we would get hit a lot by all the things he was gonna do. I did not expect a daily, hourly fire hose of in our face. For another, that, and
You do want to read the news with a snorkel.
Yeah. Yeah. And wet wipes.
All right, WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carrboro. We are continuing to rock out here at the low power, micro power radio station here on 72717. And this also happens to be DJ AC Ace's 9th birthday. And so we're going to play some music for him, including some B-Boys coming up here in the next song. Some skills. What else we got going on? Well, we've got the fire hose of crappiness being exploded in our faces. So enjoy that on the mainstream media. If you happen to be driving around downtown Carrboro and you're wondering what you're listening to, we're the low power, micro power radio station, deeply powered in the community, rocking out here, having fun. I do this every Thursday as part of the Furious George Show, Dr. Furious. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com if you want to learn some more about the old shows or how we've spotlighted some fun craziness. Or also how you might learn a little bit more about some of the music in the background. There in the background is some fun low-end theory. And also, we love to mix in some stuff from Lord Raja, which was just right before that, as well as some new Kendrick Lamar. But like I said, we're going to get into that fun little dedication to my little man, DJ AC Ace. And hopefully he's in bed. And all of the other adults out there who are ready to rock out, get ready. And for some of you adults, the show may be offensive, so listener discretion is highly advised. I'm furious!
Shit!
for simple surgery.
Right here from the crab trap to the electric guitar to this coal miner hat. Whoa! Wow, hey, look at that. It's a happy, happy coal miner. How about that? Wow.
It's an honor, Mr. President. It's been a tough couple of years.
Then I'm sure you'll be glad to know that in my first 6 months, I've created 45,000 references to coal mining jobs. And that's gotta feel good.
Respectfully, sir, since you mentioned jobs.
You're welcome. It's fine. Now go please stand over there by the other hats. You know, Mike, I'm very busy doing presidency things. And as I tweeted last week, I have very little time for watching TV.
Oh, okay, well then I guess you don't want me to bring in your TV then.
No. Give me TV.
You got it, sir, no problem. It's time for Screaming at the TV. There you go.
Oh, wow.
Go.
Let's see what good news they're reporting about me this week.
The bill to repeal and replace Obamacare did not receive enough votes, and now you have these three Republican senators who say they will vote against a repeal-only bill, effectively killing the whole thing.
This is horrible! This is so typical. Women ruin Ghostbusters, they ruin Doctor Who, and now they're going to ruin the terrible health care bill that I didn't write, haven't read, and already forgot about. What are we doing again?
We're screaming at the TV, sir.
Great! Show me another thing!
Ron Johnson of Wisconsin has said, I don't know if I have trust in Mitch McConnell anymore. You've heard this about Paul Ryan in the House, that maybe we need a change in leadership, maybe it's generational, maybe it's philosophical. It's time for change.
No! We can't get rid of the Republican leadership. We need those guys. If Paul Ryan went away, Steve would have to call someone else a, quote, limp dick mother. And who's that gonna be, huh, Mike? Who?
Oh, sorry, sir. I was just updating my Little House on the Prairie blog.
Never mind. I think I found the guy. Okay, talk to me. TV!
You say that you're going to, try to make more stuff in America, try to hire more America. In the exact same week, it's very easily proved that Ivanka's company, Donald Trump's company, makes a lot of their stuff overseas.
Oh, yeah? So what? You know who loves double standards and likes to smash things? This guy. Take that bumpy, he's 3-peat. Chance hold, I said, cruising on that LSD. Ask yourself about my deal, he look back, say, hell yeah, let's see. This shit my favorite song, you just don't know the words. But I still fuck with you,
take the next step. However, the most important thing was, if Mars, I asked permission for 1 minute for this question. And that is, you have indicated that Mars was totally different thousands of years ago. Is it possible that there was a civilization on Mars thousands of years ago? Fuck all the faculty, tobacco packing, acrobat, back to back, packing, back and forth, with fits of jack and force of weed. I'm back to pack on hands with young cleaners to pack my back. Little nigga with a nose ring, that's right. I'm just here to rap them songs. Rag on my hair, rap weed in Vegas, rocking makeup on. Sing the song, oh, you don't know. What? Well, I still bang with you, hang with you, sit drink with you, as long as I can sing with you live. This shit my favorite. On Mars thousands of years ago. On Mars thousands, on Mars thousands. On Mars thousands, on Mars thousands. Is it possible that there was a civilization on Mars thousands of years ago? On Mars thousands of years ago.
It's a little, the shape of it is very, very, what I'm saying. You rap the home of Sosa's, you
know I'm from that zone six. So, what does the Mooch Doctrine look like in practice? Oh, worse than you even imagined.
President Trump just tweeting out a big announcement about the military, saying this, quote, after consultation with my general. Please be advised that the United States government will not accept or allow transgender individuals to serve in any capacity in the U.S. military. Our military must be focused on decisive and overwhelming victory.
Well, you can just
go on you.
How dare they admit?
I am the
and disruption.
I'll give you one more gender in the military.
You love me or don't?
No, I don't.
Quit stalling. I want a direct answer.
Track, you had your chance and be no tool. This shit my favorite song. You just don't know the words, but I still fuck with you. You just ain't ever.
It go like count that stack, pop that captain down that jack.
I'm going to show you how Mr. Donald's built a big nothing burger.
Effectiveness as an excuse for military service is immediate and long-lasting. Temporary bone spurs is genetic, often appearing in cases of patients whose dads own a lot of buildings. We must fight harder to support those who suffer from TBS. As more and more misinformed people complain about unnecessarily removing 15,000 dedicated soldiers from the military to save 1% of 1% of our military healthcare spending, let's all remember to take a moment and honor those who have actually struggled temporarily.
We all like to laugh at him, the shiny keys, and he's off on something else. He also, though, has his shiny keys. We get distracted by it. So he goes off on Mika and Joe, or whatever the tweet is that morning.
Hi, I was on a tour earlier this afternoon when a man came up to me and whipped my shoes off my feet. Someone said his name was Stephen Miller. So we can sort this all out. Thanks.
Yes, hello, my name is Claire Simmons, and I visited the White House earlier today with my family. We enjoyed the tour just fine until we encountered Mr. Bannon in the West Wing. We seem to have startled him because he immediately turned around and sprayed me and my family with some sort of resin from his anal glands before scurrying away. Could someone please tell me how to clean this stuff off? Because regular soap and water isn't working. It smells like rotting seafood, and it's starting to harden on our skin. You can call 202. Thank you.
Hi, I was on a guided tour about an hour ago when Ben Carson stopped by our group and told my 9-year-old son that children are the key to defeating someone named Graf Shishon once and for all. I have no idea what this means or why he said my family could stay with him until the war between the houses and the cars is over, but it scared the hell out of my kid and I want an apology. He also told us he had an important meeting to attend, then climbed underneath the state dining room table and took a nap, so maybe you can find him there.
To make biting politics, but what to do in the age of Trump when reality is increasingly unbelievable?
And then told my husband that he should be more careful, or else he'll wake up one day only to realize he's raising a harlot. It was completely uncalled for, and what's worse, a man named Stephen Miller saw this happening, and I thought he was going to step in on our behalf. But instead, he took my daughter's sandals and ran away with them. This is totally unacceptable. I'd like an apology, and I'd like my daughter's sandals back. Now.
Hello. I was on a guided tour the West Wing today, and right when we were passing by the chief strategist's office, my face got all red and puffy, and my throat began closing up, and my wife broke out in a rash of hives. You obviously have some sort of disease animal on the grounds that you should investigate immediately. But first, please call back at 302. Our doctor needs to name the species we encountered to know what vaccines to administer.
Stephen Miller, go ahead and stay in the White House tour, and I'd like them returned to me. When he was running off, you could see he had a bunch of other people's shoes in his arms, too. My number is 626.
from Mr. Bannon. That'll just dump your lunch into the trough.
It starts here with a lightly toasted bun. The meaty hamburger fresh from Moscow. A scintillating email to Donald Trump Jr. offering some dirt on Hillary Clinton that is part of Russia and its government support for Mr. Trump.
On Mars thousands of years ago.
So the evidence is that...
Satirists everywhere have exaggerated reality to make biting political points. But what to do in the age of Trump when reality is increasingly unbelievable?
Expressing his personal truth all over everyone, including the Boy Scouts of America.
The Scouts believe in putting America first. We ought to change it from the word swamp to the word cesspool, or perhaps to the word sewer. These dishonest people, fake news, fake polls. You are very special people, young patriots. You will win. Win, win. And I'll tell you what, we are indeed making America great again. What's going on is incredible.
Thing about you I can't understand.
How could you believe me when I said I love you when you know I've been a liar all my life?
A slice of cheddar blend cheese. A response email from Donald Trump Jr. saying, if it's what you say, I love it. And some crisp, fresh lettuce. Then our own secret sauce, a special mix of hair gel and Donald Trump Jr.'s nervous sweat.
We have to make sure that we don't get distracted too much by his shiny keys and stay on top of this. In a way, it's a lot of work. When Donald Trump is president, and I'm not leaving. So, something's got to change. And
vote, we got. Three and a half more years. Do you think he makes it all four? Do you makes another 3.5 years?
Oh, I live with the attitude, and I'm sorry to, you know, I don't mean to go dark on you here, but just think of, you know, you all know your age right now. How old are you going to be in 2025? The possibility exists that Donald Trump will be our president.
Find yourself comfortable as you follow my instructions.
At that age that you're at. We don't want to think that. But we were also a year ago sitting here, not myself, but other people, you know, there's no way he's going to win. There's no way Hillary's got this in the bag. You know, they were already popping the champagne corks and celebrating. We have to form an army of citizens and come at him like a swarm of bees, where it's just, he's getting hit one way, all the way. And frankly, I suggested a few months ago that we have an army of satire, because I think the way to bring him down is with satire. His thin skin, as you pointed out so well, is so thin. All we need is like 1,000 or 1,000,000 little comedy shivs. From the top floor.
I said they're bringing in rapists. Drugs, crime, and like three decent guys. They're mostly bad hombres. I'm racist like my father. I'll papa. It'll be wonderful and huge. Talk to a reporter who's special. We gotta see this guy. He's so fucking special. We ought to change it from the word swamp to the word cesspool, or perhaps to the word sewer. These dishonest people, fake news, fake polls. You are very special people. You are very special people. You are very special people. Young patriots, you will win, win, win. And I'll tell you what, we are indeed making America great again. What's going on is incredible. You are very special people. By the way, you're gonna get the votes. They better get them. Otherwise, I'll say, Tom, you're fired. But do you remember that incredible night with the maps? You'll be saying Merry Christmas again when you go shopping, believe me. And he went out and bought a big yacht. And he had a very interesting life. I won't go any more than that because you're Boy Scouts, so I'm not going to tell you what he does. Oh, you're Boy Scouts, but you know life. You know life.
Let me tell you, little boys, there was so much sucking and fucking on that yacht, believe me. Playboy bunnies, bowls full of Coke, bowls, you know life, oh. Remember when women had pubes? Anyway.
I'll distract you. Rosie O'Donnell has AIDS. Don't you see what I'm doing here? It's the art of the deal. Obama's not born here. He's from Kenya. Look it up. We don't care who he hurt. White men are in control. I'll grab your perfect pussy. My hands are tiny, you won't even feel it.
My properties, I have this dessert. It's called the eclair. It's called the eclair. It's phenomenal. It has everything. It's like long. It's a little, you know, the shape of it is very, very, you know what I'm saying.
Thin. All we need is like 1,000 or 1,000,000 little comedy shivs. It's so thin. All we need is like 1,000 or 1,000,000 little comedy shivs. We're getting hit one way, all the way. And frankly, I suggested a few months ago that we have an army of satire, because I think the way to bring him down is with satire.
Family, we enjoyed the tour just fine until we encountered Mr. Bannon in the West Wing. We seemed to have startled him because he immediately turned around and sprayed me and my family with some sort of resin from his anal glands before scurrying away. Could someone please tell me how to clean this stuff off? Because regular soap and water isn't working. It smells like rotting seafood and it's starting to harden on our skin. You can call 202. Thank you.
WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Carbro, Thursday night with the Furious George. I'm here with DJ Eddie Abbey and, of course, celebrating 7-27-17 with my little man, DJ AC Ace. And happy birthday. We're going to keep playing some fun stuff, including this shout-out to him who wanted to hear the Kendrick Lamar song, Feel, which is cool. We got that. We got the clean version of that. So we're going to rock that out for Mr. 9-Year-Old. And thanks for listening to Micropower Radio. If you're cranking out this late, having to be cruising around downtown or campus or who knows, all the way over in Hillsboro and down in Chatham or over to Dermsk, we rock out. Based out of here, Carrboro. Place-based, locally-based, hip-hop-based. Moving that spirit with some of the deepest beats we can find. So we'll keep doing that. I'm Dr. Furious. Go to furiousg.blogspot.com if you want to hear some of the craziness of the past, other fun stuff that we spotlighted. And we should just mention, then and now, listener discretion is advised. I'm Furious!
Focus. I feel like I'm losing my patience. I feel like my thoughts in the basement. I feel like you're miseducated. Feel like I don't wanna be bothered. I feel like you may be the problem. I feel like it ain't no tomorrow. F- the world. The world is ending. I'm done pretending. And f- you if you get offended. I feel like friends been overrated. I feel like the family been faking. I feel like the feelings are changing. Feel like my daughter compromised and jaded. Feel like you wanna scrutinize how I made it. Feel like I ain't feeling you all. Feel like removing myself. No feelings involved. I feel for you. I've been in the field for you. It's real for you, right? I feel like ain't nobody praying for me. Ain't nobody praying for me. Ain't nobody praying for me. Ain't nobody praying. I feel it's been out of pocket. I feel it's tapping their pockets. I feel like debating on who the greatest can stop it. I am legend, I feel like all of y'all is peasants. I feel like all of y'all is desperate. I feel like all it takes is a second to feel like Mike Jordan when never holding a real mic. I ain't feeling your presence. Feel like I'ma learn you a lesson. Feel like only me and the music though. I feel like you're feeling me mutual. I feel like the enemy you should know. Feel like the feeling of no hope. The feeling of bad. A quarter house manipulated from soap. The feeling of false freedom. A false freedom, the poison to fill them up in a prison. I feel like it's just me, look. I feel like I can't breathe, look. I feel like I can't sleep, look. I feel heartless often, often.
off this. Feeling the falling, I'm falling apart with darkest hours lost in. Feeling the void of being employed with balling. Streets is talking, filling the blanks with coffins. Fill up the banks with dollars, fill up the graves with fathers. Fill up the babies with bullshit, internet blogs and pulpit. Filling with gossip, I feel like this gotta be the feeling where Pac was. The feeling of an apocalypse happening, but nothing is awkward. The feeling won't prosper, the feeling is toxic. I feel like I'm boxing demons, monsters, false prophets, scheming sponsors, industry promises. Cause bitches, honkies, crackers, Compton, church, religion, token, blacks in bondage, lawsuit visits, subpoena served in concert. Your feelings, I mean this for imposters. I can feel it, the phoenix sure to watch us. I can feel it, the dream is more than process. I can build a regime that forms a likeness. I can feel it, the scream that haunts our logic. I feel like say some, I feel like take some, I feel like skating on, I feel like wait for them. Maybe it's too late for them. I feel like the whole world want me to pray for them, but who the f*** praying for me?
Ain't nobody praying for me.
I suggested a few months ago that we have an army of satire, because I think the way to bring it down is with satire. His thin skin, as you've pointed out so well, is so thin. All we need is like 1,000 or 1,000,000 little comedy shows. Just, you know.
For generations, satirists everywhere have exaggerated reality to make biting political points. But what to do in the age of Trump when reality is increasingly unbelievable and true absurdity outstrips exaggeration? This is the Peak Satire Moonshot. Cartoonists, comics, and writers have come together to stay one step ahead of increasingly unbelievable events. Here, you'll notice they have pushed an already absurd reality to be even more pointedly ridiculous than real reality.
We interrupt this satire to bring you news from our current reality already in progress.
Look, people, I did not have a secret meeting, and neither did Jared, with this Russian golf caddy who I am now, by the way, appointing to be my incredibly, incredibly hot attorney general. The Boy Scouts lover, am I right? The exception of the late, great Abraham Lincoln, who didn't allow any transgendered soldiers in the Union Army, by the way, I can be more presidential than any president that's ever presidented.
You are very, you special. Are